I'm Joe Gangwish with Ag Economic Insights. We're going to come back and talk about tumbling wheat acres. We're back on this week's program with Brent Gloy. He's co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. And on your blog this week, Brent, at ageconomist.com, it talks about tumbling wheat acres and what we've seen here the last few years. Tell us about wheat acres. You know, we're down right now in the LDP levels once again on wheat. So tell us what the blog has to say this week.
Yeah, Joe, we decided this week we'd take a look at wheat and just where it's come and where it's gone. And, you know, the economics of wheat right now are really tough. As you said, you know, we're seeing LDPs in some places and cash prices on wheat well below $3 now a bushel, which just doesn't work. You know, I took a quick scan of UNL's crop budgets, and, you know, the lowest total cost they have in there is $5.13 all the way up to $7.73, depending on kind of where you're at and exactly what you're doing. And then when you look at cash costs, kind of cash out of pocket, you know, everything is up in that, you know, anywhere from $3.30 to $3.71, or $3.86 I think was the highest. So even on a cash out of pocket basis, you know, the economics right now are just really tough in wheat production. And what we're seeing is that, you know, farmers are pretty good economists, and they've observed that, and wheat acres have fallen dramatically. My friend David did some of the analysis, and he pointed out, you know, I thought a pretty eye-opening statistic. Over the last 30 years, we've lost on average about 800,000 acres of wheat every year. So to put that in perspective, over 10 years, Kansas last year planted about 8.5 million acres. So about every decade, we've lost a Kansas worth of wheat acres, which is kind of hard to believe when you kind of think about it for very long.
That is hard to believe. I've never heard that statistic before. We still see a lot of world wheat acres, though, you know, the way we get to these lower prices right now, still a lot of world wheat out there. Has that been the trend? Other countries want to grow more wheat?
Yeah, I think, you know, wheat is a great crop, and we love it out here in western Nebraska. It's a really hardy crop, and it can handle a lot of adverse conditions like we get out here, and as a result, you know, it tends to get planted all over the world in some pretty tough conditions. And so, you know, you see the world right now just has quite a bit of wheat, and what's happening then is then that's kind of spilling over into the other grains, because one, it kind of keeps a lid on some of the other grain prices that might be substitutes, but it also puts pressure on acres of other crops like corn, which people start to switch to.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. How does this put pressure on other crops when we see a wheat acreage decline?
Yeah, well, those acres have got to go somewhere, and as David's pointed out a lot of times, you know, the CRP acres in the United States have kind of been contracting over time. And so the other alternative people seem to be finding is corn. And if you know, when we think back to that Playing Intentions report that had everyone scratching their head, you know, the biggest loser in all of that was spring wheat acres that shifted away from spring wheat into corn. And so, you know, I think these low wheat prices aren't helping, particularly when it comes to things like planting acres planted of other crops like corn, and that kind of feeds through the whole system. So, you know, until we can kind of get things stabilized, I think in the wheat market, it's going to be tough to start to see, you know, it gain some acres back.
That's Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. For more information on this week's blog on tumbling wheat acres, go to ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, you can find it on the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.